Joining us now in the studio is Gay O'Donnell. She is one of the driving forces behind the local nonprofit Arrowhead Animal Rescue. Good morning, Gay. Welcome.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Good to have you with us. So we've got some folks out there who maybe aren't familiar with your organization, Arrowhead Animal Rescue. Can you tell us a little bit about how it is that you come to have animals in your care?
Sure. Well, we are a nonprofit. That's a start. Everybody there is a volunteer, and they come in numerous ways. Anything inside the city limits, the police will pick up. And they put them in the pound, and then we take care of them and try and find their owners. If not their owners, then a new home. A lot of calls are rescue calls, particularly cats. You know, there's a cat in my yard for the last 3 or 4 days, et cetera, et cetera. We really can't take any owner-surrendered animals because we don't have any place to put them.
Right.
What we do is keep a list of them and then say someone calls and says, I'm interested in an orange cat. Oh, well, we've got one. So that's basically how they all get there.
From out, like you mentioned, the city limits. How about out of
the
county?
The city is the police. They will pick them up. Anything outside of the city, unless, you know, it's some kind of emergency or a dangerous situation, the police don't handle that because there's no leash law out in the county. So, you know, an animal shows up on your doorstep, then the police will tell you to call us, and then we'll go get them.
Okay. So that's all volunteers taking care of that stuff, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you looking for homes for animals right now? Do you have some critters?
Yes. Thank goodness, this is the first time this happened in a long time. Everybody has either been adopted or in foster care. So we still have one adult female cat, Macaroni, who's been with us, unfortunately, since May.
Oh.
She's very sweet, very gentle. She would actually prefer that there's never another cat in the world.
Oh, okay.
She's not real fond of. She's not aggressive. She just growls and doesn't have anything to do with them. But she's very sweet. And then we still have one black kitten, about 10 weeks old now, 10 to 12.
Okay, so you don't have facilities. Those animals are in foster care with
those two are, and that's a need we have in this county. We have very, very few foster care. And, you know, the pound only has 4 runs, 2 for dogs and one that's a combination, either dog or cat, and one just for cats. So we have to always leave one open for the police. So that really narrows it down. So it's basically an emergency situation that we put them in.
Okay.
So foster homes, very, very important.
Do you have a need for other folks to help foster animals from time to time?
Yes, that's one of our biggest setbacks here. And, you know, if you're not in a financial situation where you can afford a feed or anything, we supply everything for them and any kind of vet bills, anything like that. And you also have first option to adopt, if that's our hope, that maybe you'll just, no, I don't want to let this one go, you know. But yeah, foster homes are very, very important.
Okay. Other needs that that your organization might have?
Well, of course, we always need money. Money's very important.
Money helps.
We have a fund set up because, you know, cross our fingers, we're working on a shelter for the county because we are in a real need for something like that. But as far as that, we need volunteers to come down and walk the dogs and play with the cats. If your animal has changed its diet, you don't have a use for any of the food, you know, we're more than willing to take it as long as we know what it is. And please don't, some people have just put stuff down by the pound. I have to throw it out because I don't know who it came from, you know.
Right.
And there are some nasty people out there, so we don't want to take the chance. So don't waste your food. You know, the chance of it being something wrong with it is very slim, but we just can't take the chance. And we need to know what it is. It can be open, but we need to know what it is in case the animal has a reaction to it so that, you know, their owner will know not to give it that.
Right.
Toys, anything like that, anything you don't have a use for, we do.
Okay, excellent. Any other ways that listeners can help support the work of Arrowhead Animal Rescue?
Well, like I say, it's the money, it's the donations, it's the foster homes. Keep it in mind if your sister says, gee, I'm thinking about getting a cat, don't go to Duluth. Try us first. We might not have what you want.
But you might.
But we might. And if you're thinking in the near future of getting something, call us and we have a list of, you know, someone's looking for a particular kind of dog. And it's just kind of word of mouth.
Okay. Well, we are talking with Gay O'Donnell of Arrowhead Animal Rescue. To support animal rescue efforts or to volunteer, email breakers@boreal.org. Anything else, Gay?
No, just everybody enjoy their holiday and keep those animals in the warm.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today,
Okay,
Gay.
Bye now.